Sport on RTE Radio 1.
25 to 8 and here with the sport is Darren Frehel. Morning, Darren.
Rachel, very good morning to you. Big night ahead for the Irish soccer team. They meet England in the European qualifiers and after losing away to France on Friday, this is the first home game taking place at the Aviva Stadium. And the FAI say over 30,000 tickets have been sold for the clash. It's going to be another huge challenge though. England, defending European champions, but captain Katie McCabe is relishing this opportunity of playing not only just another big game against a powerhouse of the women's game, but also playing in front of that big Irish support.
We're realistic, we know what we were up against France, but in terms of our belief, we always believe we can go and beat anyone on our day. We've got the quality, we've got a world-class goalkeeper, how we set up the art of defending at times. We've showed our quality and how we can attack in obviously previous games throughout the Nations League. So it's about finding the balance. And for us against these big teams, these big nations, there is only maybe a couple of key moments at this level as well. So we just need to make sure we're on it tomorrow and decisive in those moments. We've never played a competitive game in the Euros at the Aviva before, so to do that against England in front of 30,000 people will be a really nice occasion, and hopefully we can top it off by getting a result.
Yeah, so 7:30 start and it's live on RT2 and radio coverage on 2FM's Game On. Lisa Fallon will join us in the next hour to preview that big match. We have a feast of football tonight on RTE. The first of the Champions League quarterfinals takes place. So with the women's game on RTE2, Real Madrid against Manchester City, that match live on the RTE Player and the News Channel. Highlights on the telly after the Irish game. In the night's other match, Arsenal host Bayern Munich. Both Champions League matches get underway at 8 o'clock. Now it's Masters Week and Shane Lowry's been speaking to RTE Sport from Augusta ahead of the start of the first major of the year on Thursday. Lowry has played himself into contention on the final day over the last couple of years, so there's a feeling that maybe he's getting to grips with the course and the event. He tied for third in 2022 and last year he was top five at one stage on Sunday, but he ended up tied 16th. But he's been telling Greg Allen that previous form counts for nothing when he goes out there this week.
I think it's also very important that you're playing decent golf coming into it. I think, you know, that was a year ago, and just because you were there a year ago or 2 years ago doesn't mean it gives you a God-given right to be there this year. So you still have to try and prepare as best you can and just do everything you feel like is right, and then, you know, go and try and be free about it and go and let yourself play golf when it gets to Thursday. And, you know, Thursday through Sunday, anything can happen. So you just have to, I always say, try and put yourself there Saturday afternoon, and then, you know, the look of the golf gods be with you for the next 27 holes, and you know, you never know what could happen.
Coming in with form, and they say about the Masters, first major of the year, that coming in with form is very important. You've been third and fourth in two events, one of the elevated events, the Arnold Palmer Invitational, top 20 in the players. Nice form, Shane, and probably the best form you've come into a Masters for quite some time.
Yeah, I'm playing okay. There's no there's no two ways looking at it. I'm playing nicely, and I'm very happy where my game is at, but like I said, there's no God-given right to go out here and compete and play well. So you just have to do everything like you think is right and just get, you know, go out there Thursday and give it everything. And I'll prepare as best I can over the next few days. Yes, my results have been nice of late, and I'll go out there and I'll give it everything I have from Thursday to Sunday, and hopefully it's good enough.
And more from that interview later in the show. Finally, mixed news for Leinster on their injury front ahead of the match against La Rochelle in the Champions Cup of the weekend. Ross Byrne has recovered from a shoulder injury. Gary Ringrose, though, will be given more time to recover from his shoulder problem. And Keane Healy is continuing to be assessed for a leg injury.